For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. We all know that good health habits begin in childhood, and my guests today are going to talk about a unique opportunity to get kids off to a good start concerning their oral health. I'm speaking today with second-year dental students Cassidy Wolf and Erica Ribbenboim about a unique program, Give Kids a Smile, coming up Saturday, February 3rd at 9 a.m. at Turflin Mall. The first speaker is Cassidy.
Yeah, so Give Kids a Smile is a nationwide event for giving underserved children free dental care. We mainly do it by means of prevention, so cleanings, dental exams, x-rays, dental sealants, just anything a kid would need to get started on their track towards establishing care for them. So it's mainly for kids who don't have the way to get to a dentist in an established manner. And one of our main goals is to get these kids into a dental home, just find something that they can go to on a continual basis to get routine care if they don't already have that.
And this is something that I know is a nationwide problem, but here in Kentucky, we really do struggle with kids being able to access dental care.
Yeah, we do. The statistics aren't the best for kids in Kentucky when it comes to dental care. I think we read that Kentucky was given a C grade for children's access to dental care. Mm-hmm. Dental caries is one of the most common chronic diseases in Kentucky.
We're starting to find out that we're not just talking about diseases of the teeth and gums and oral cavity. We're talking about kids being set up for a lifetime of other diseases, even cardiovascular disease,
yeah.
That sort of thing, that we're really talking about a systemic issue.
Yeah. I mean, it's been shown to predispose people to diabetes and, just like you said, cardiovascular diseases, even preterm labors and other pregnancy defects. I mean, that is one major problem, especially in Kentucky, is people aren't as educated as they need to be in that sense of it's not just contained to your mouth. It's directly linked to your bloodstream and the rest of your body. So
yeah.
I know the cost obviously is a major issue to people, but it's because of organizations like Give Kids a Smile that parents can come in with their kids and just be shown the importance from us of how important it is to get that care underway as early as when they get their first tooth.
I'm speaking today with second-year dental students Cassidy Wolf and Erica Ribbenboim of the UK College of Dentistry about Give Kids a Smile and why dental health is important not just for our mouths, but for our overall health. And Give Kids a Smile is a national organization?
It's an event put on by the American Dental Association, the ADA, which is a national organization. And so this is an event that lots of different chapters put on throughout the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was started what year?
The first one was in 2002.
Yeah, so it's something that we have annually here at UKCD, at the UK College of Dentistry, and something that people do all across the U.S.
Yeah, and it doesn't actually even have to be put on by like a dental school or any institution for that matter. There's a way that the ADA has processes that you can register your group. I mean, it doesn't even have to be an official organization, but they give you a kit that allows you to learn how to set everything up and get materials donated. And they're trying to get a lot more going. And it kicks off around when ours starts. February 3rd is when ours is, but the first Friday in February has actually been called Give Kids a Smile Day. So from there on out, all throughout the year, they're happening all around the nation. And I think since the first official one was in 2003, but the idea got started in 2002. And since 2003, we've treated over 5.5 million children.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I mean, that's just going to keep growing with the numbers that people are doing the event more often.
And as more and more people get involved, you know, if there's like other dental practitioners out there that wanted to host an event like this,
mm-hmm.
Like Cassidy was saying, it doesn't have to be a school. So we can just continue to grow that number and reach more kids in need.
So mm-hmm. dental practitioners out in the community can contact the ADA or and get these kits and put on kids, give kids a smile sessions themselves.
Oh,
so
so
that is Saturday, February the 3rd at Turfland, and beginning at what time?
It begins at
nine o'clock.
And it's first come, first serve, though, so they suggest that you get there a little early. But we'll be seeing kids from 9 to noon on Saturday.
And last year we saw 96 kids and had total or care totaling over $26,000.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah. This year we're already prepared to serve more children. We have the materials to serve more than that. So everyone should come and bring their children who need cleanings, and we'll do x-rays and anything, just diagnose any problems that they could potentially have down the road and get those taken care of.
My thanks today to second-year UK College of Dentistry students Cassidy Wolf and Erica Ribbonboim, who have been talking about Give Kids a Smile. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.